The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen eds provided by Strayer University affiliates of Fuel Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
This is the Seahawkers podcast, live and uncatfished, post-game edition, as the Seahawks lose on Thursday Night Football to the San Francisco 49ers, 21-13. I'm Brandon Schultz of the Military Seahawkers, joined by my buddy, Adam Emmert.
Just bummer fluff. Man, what a bummer. Like, another very winnable game slips through the fingers of the Seahawks here.
Where were Geno Smith's customary 24-47 points? I was promised a Geno Smith game of at least 20 points by you.
No, I said 17-27 points. You can go back and
17.
Look at it, but you didn't even get that. So I guess I'm still wrong. But yeah, just a bummer. And I think but where some of those points went is that whole sequence in the end of the second quarter. And I mean, that's, you can kind of trace this whole game back to there.
Yeah, where Quandre Diggs has the ball thrown to his numbers. And just because he's that kind of guy, he chooses to drop it because he doesn't want to take that easy of an interception off of the rookie. Ruin what would have been just such a perfect storyline for Mr. Irrelevant. And then Travis Homer has to go and cough it up on the very next play. Well,
oh
essentially.
Gosh. Well, yeah. I mean, just the sequence is spread after it. And then, you know, you see the Niners punch it in and then they deferred. So they got to double up on scores after half, and you see why that works so damn well. I mean, you can kind of control that part of the game a little more than
literally the coin toss made no impact on this entire game. I know we have this feud going there with the way this game played out. There is 0 points that you can point to and say that deferring or not deferring had any impact on this game. So we can stop that.
I'm not saying that I had a huge impact. I'm just saying that you see why deferring is such a strong strategic advantage. That's all I was getting. And the Niners took advantage of it, and hats off to them. But yeah, a difficult game in the trenches, as we predicted. But man, so winnable when Kyle Shanahan inexplicably decided that he was going to keep us in the game for like no reason. He should have handed it off every play.
Yeah, they just decided to keep throwing the football for whatever reason.
Yeah. I mean, Kyle tried to cough another one up to Pete, and we couldn't quite get it done. And just a bummer. Just a bummer overall. But at the end of the day, at least they were competitive, and that's kind of what we're looking for going down the stretch here, right?
Like, at least the 49ers didn't win by more.
Well,
moral victories. There we go.
But what was your gut going into this game? I mean, for me, I was like, we're going to lose by 40, you know?
No, I wanted to win this game, so I'm still pissed. But we got Ryan coming in with a $9.99 super chat saying, go Hawks, never give up, never tank. And yes, you had Kirk Herbstreit saying just amazingly that this Seahawks team was not giving up going into the latter parts of the game when the game was still within reach. So well done for noticing that, Kirk.
Go back to college, bud. Like, you're just not cut out for this. I don't think Al Michaels is excited about working with him either. I think he's kind of over it already. I mean, just, yeah, he's Captain Obvious. He might as well be from the Priceline commercials or whatever that is. Like, he's the same freaking guy.
I usually don't even notice the announcers when they're bad. I noticed Herbstreit in this game. Samuel Gilbert coming in with a $12 super chat saying, what are the three best units on the Seahawks? Wide receiver, quarterback, and then I draw a blank.
Kickers.
Right cornerback.
Okay. Yeah. And hey, look, I mean, he does play so well that much to your frustration throughout the game, they never tested Tariq at all.
No. And I wanted him to. They smartly stayed away from that. It was a good game by Purdy. 17-26, 217 yards, ended up with 2 touchdowns. I mean, it's easy for him when, you know, what the most pressure that he sees is a safety blitz by Quandre Diggs that they run, what, one time?
Yeah. And how many times did he sit back there? I mean, like the Kittle touchdown coming out of half. I mean, they're all like, oh, look at the ball fakes. What design? And Kyle Shanahan's a genius. Sure. I mean, you can do 15 ball fakes in the backfield when no defensive lineman gets within 10 yards of the freaking quarterback.
Right.
And then you have Brooks just be like, oh, carry the tight end downfield. Nah.
No,
yeah, we're good.
You know, we're good. As much as it was kind of a bummer, I almost didn't have a problem with it because just how much they've been beaten by the short stuff. I was like, oh, well, at least they're playing the short stuff like they should. Like, yeah. You don't know. Purdy could overthrow that throw at Lumen Field. You know, why not hang on the short stuff?
Sure. Okay. I'm cool with that. As long as you can get a dude at least within 2 yards of the guy, you know, like, I mean, shoot, I could have hit Kittle on that one.
We got Seahawk 17 coming in, $2 super chat. We know who we are. Building to next year. Go Hawks.
Yeah, for sure. And it's one of the few things you can take solace in a lot of this stuff, but it is frustrating because you can see that they're super close, you know, like in our Discord chat, we have a lot of folks being like, oh, we stink and we're so, so bad. And look, on game day, when you're getting it kind of jellied on you and all that, like, I totally understand that sentiment, but at the end of the day, like, this team isn't so, so bad. It's not, you know, god awful or anything like that. They're a very mediocre team and their record totally reflects it. 7-7. They are what they are.
How do you get beat down that bad by the Carolina Panthers and then hang in there with a team like the 49ers to where it ends up being one score? And after you turn the ball over once, now, I mean, you could say, well, the Niners probably should have scored there at the end of the game and made it a whole lot worse. But sure. I mean, if he goes in the end zone there too, then technically you're giving the Seahawks a chance to score with a minute left and potentially try for an onside kick and then, you know, even have a chance at winning the game. So maybe allowing him to score there was technically the right play by the defense, if it really mattered at all at that point.
Right. And, you know, how does that happen? It happens just like this. Steve Wilks and the Carolina Panthers were like, they can't stop the run. That's what we do. And so we're going to do it every play until they stop us, and they won't. And Shanahan wanted to just simply look smarter than Pete in this game. This was definitely a revenge game by Kyle. He thought he could get away with this game plan and then just hold on to the running game in his back pocket if it really got sideways.
Well, it's not like they didn't run the ball well. I mean, Christian McCaffrey, 26 carries, 108 yards, a touchdown. Mason, 4 carries, 64 yards. And a big part of that with that 55-yard run at the end. But so obviously, yeah, I suppose up until that run, it was under 120 yards. So I think you could point to the game plan right there. Christopher coming in with the $4.99 super chat. Safe to say I've reached the acceptance phase of the season. Yes. If you saw this outcome, now I was very salty throughout this game. This game pissed me off. I wasn't happy about it. I know it was coming, but I still wanted to win this game because it was the stupid 49ers. And I suppose I can get to that acceptance phase a lot quicker, like by this weekend, but yeah, still a little frustrated.
Yeah. And really at the end of the day, I mean, this loss, I don't hang on the defense quite as much. I mean, I hang this more on the offense. They just could not handle the Niners up front. They never got the run game going and, you know, just made crucial mistakes. I mean, how often were they in third and, you know, 3,000 miles? I mean, it happened like almost every single possession.
And Austin Blythe whiffed on blocks badly on maybe the first three drives of the game.
Yeah. And the whole interior of that line didn't look good. And then, you know, the tackles got, you know, their lunch handed to them a little bit here and there. But then again, you know, you got to understand the TV broadcast only shows tackle play when you catfish up.
Right.
And then, you know, the offensive game plan was freaking terrible. It was freaking god awful. You're playing a elite defensive line with an offensive line that's so-so, especially up the middle. And what do? You sit Geno 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage every single play, out of shotgun, and you don't move him once. How many boots did they run in this game, Brandon?
Yeah, I don't know, like 3?
Zero.
No, he rolled out at least twice that I remember.
Was it designed?
I don't know, but I know I saw one that looked designed, but I get your point that it was not a good game plan. Like with the pass rush that they have, put in the extra tight ends, move the pocket, and give them some underneath dudes to throw to. They had that one successful drive to where I felt like the tempo was good, and there, Geno was getting rid of the ball quickly at least. But yeah, why are you not up under center more in this game?
I'm thinking the idea is that when you're in shotgun, you know, the snap gets to you, you don't have to take the time to take your drop, and so you can get the ball out a little quicker, I think is probably the idea. But then again, even on the drive where they started to run it with Ken Walker a little bit and, you know, up the middle, and then they started getting him to the edge finally, they never went to anything other than just playing out a shotgun. And I don't quite understand that.
All right. Well, I've had Alex's comment up here for a little while. Are we officially worried about Brooks now? We saw Brooks on the sideline with the neck injury. And I sense that Alex's question is that they looked okay with Brooks not in there. Like Tanner Muse seemed fine coming in as a replacement.
I think he means more like when you see Cliff get a neck injury and Cam get a neck injury and all that, and they're standing on the sidelines and they look fine. And you're like, oh, wait, except for their career's over now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a little PTSD there, no doubt.
I'm not quite sure the way to take that question. I guess I didn't hit that conclusion worrying about it that way. But again, I guess I wasn't worried about Cliff in the moment either. So,
Or Cam.
Yeah. Paul coming in, $2 super chat. Thanks to Paul. Thanks to everybody tuning in. And 44 of you hanging in there. Be sure and hit the like button, subscribe. And we're going to continue on. We got Carly coming in with the $4.99 super chat. This game was so painful because I believed until the very end that we could win, and then we didn't. And I still hope for the playoffs. There's still a chance. There's still a chance that they get in. And why not? Again, this season, we're playing with house money. We hung in there in this game, make it to the playoffs, and you don't know what's going to happen. There's a lot of mediocre teams. We saw the Minnesota Vikings, you know, lose to the Lions, and they're a 10-win team. You get in as a wild card and draw the Vikings in the first round. That's a winnable game.
Yeah, I mean, you draw the wild card game against the Vikings or any of the other teams, and you go home after the first round. You bet. Absolutely.
Not necessarily with the Vikings, I don't think.
With any of these teams, dude. This team is so one-dimensional. You're just not going to win a playoff game. You're just not.
You could sneak past one of them in one game. Don't make me come over there. If we get in, we have a shot.
Come find me in Chicago. I'm not even supposed to be here. So, yeah, come find me. I dare you.
Paul with the question. Waldron, next season, if we don't make the playoffs, what, as head coach? Or I think just
we have a better chance to keep him.
Oh, right. That's a good point. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, even with today, which I think was a little fail on his part, obviously Shane's been a bright spot all year.
Washington Fish Quest. I'm still in the denial phase of D-A-B-D-A. Come on, 3-0. Yes, finish the season 3-0. Make the playoffs. Let's go.
Hey, I'm all for it. Like, I want them to do it, and I'm going to root for them to win every game going down the stretch here. And I honestly think out of the remaining games on our schedule, you know, if you count the Niners, you know, this game, I think that this was the least winnable of them all. And they kept it close.
Jacob Wilson says, my season goal was met. Beat the Broncos and test our rookies. Let's get that O and D line solidified next year. Yeah. You know, that was one of the things from this game that one of the graphics really illustrated, right? With the San Francisco 49ers, and they show their entire starting defensive line. And it's, you know, Nick Bosa, the number two overall pick, Armstead taken in the top 15, another dude, Solomon Thomas taken in the top 15.
Third pick. Yeah.
Third pick. Yeah. Oh, and it was, there are other interior defensive linemen that was taken in the top 15.
Yeah. And then, you know, the end player Jackson in the second round. And it lets you know that the Niners had to be a puddle of suck for half a decade to get to this point. And they're still, I don't know, the fourth best team in the NFC to possibly go to the Super Bowl. Like, good luck, man. I just... Neat. The fun part is that we reload and rebuild in what, a quarter of a season?
Right.
I'm still rooting to get to the nine games and all that, nine games wins. And I think we're going to get there, man. And whether or not that means playoffs, I don't know. But the other fun part, the other little win in this for Seahawks fans, I got a text from Bronco Jared, and he was livid pissed that we couldn't even help him out this week because they got the Niners pick in one of the trades. Yeah, I think it was from the when they traded Chubb to the Dolphins, but the Dolphins had the Niners pick.
Oh, sure.
Right. And so, yeah, he was mad. He's like, you can't even help us out there, you freaking dicks. And that was hilarious. So we screwed the Broncos yet again today.
And really, that's what it's all about. That's another goal of the season. Get rookies the experience, beat the Broncos, and then stick it to the Broncos and their pick that they got for Chubb.
Yeah.
Kimchi with the $4.99 super chat. Just showing some love after a tough loss. Go Hawks. A lot of love in the chat with the super chats today. That's not
amazing.
Not usual for a post-game loss. So maybe you're just happy that we're here.
Yeah. Much love to Kimchi too, man. Like, we appreciate you guys a ton. You have no idea.
Scott H coming in at $1.99. Seahawks 17 back in saying Pete and Belichick only coaches to make 7 wins over 10 years. So, yeah. Hey, there's one for Pete. Another 7 win season. Now he's been on 7 for a little while. Like I would have liked to see them get to, I don't know, 11. They still have a shot at 10.
Oh yeah. They're going to get more than 7. They're going to get one of these games. They're going to at least get to 8.
Steven Ackerson, yes, one of the frustrating things about this game, George Kittle, 4 catches, 93 yards, 2 touchdowns on the day. Tired of watching Kittle slip through blown coverages. That has to stop. It wasn't just Kittle. It was that other tight end, what, Croft, that they
81
where they ran the play to, you know, they should have been running the ball at that point. They decide to go with the trickeration. See, it's plays like that that I wish our Seahawks defense would have made the 49ers pay for some of those moments.
Yeah, you would hope for that. But then again, I mean, they're playing up. They're trying to stop the run at the end. And I mean, somebody in the Discord, like, literally called that right before it happened.
Oh, like just act like you're running it and throw to a tight end?
Yeah, no, they had the play call, like, totally called.
All right, Adam, Jacob asks, better draft position or one and done in the playoffs?
My answer is yes. And the reason my answer is yes, because the Broncos are the gift that keeps on giving. So, you know, our pick is our pick, whatever. We get the best of both worlds.
Sure.
So, yeah.
It doesn't matter to you whether it's the 20th pick for being one and done or, well, it might even be the 21st pick because if the NFC South team goes one and done too. How does that work? If they're a division winner, does it still default to record? It probably does.
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah.
Samuel Gelder saying, folks, cope spending. Hey, man. In the YouTube we'll tonight. Take it.
Maybe everybody's just in the holiday season, you know?
Whoa, Graham Allison reporting on Twitter, reporting.
No, Graham, don't you say that.
Tyler Lockett broke his hand. What?
Hmm.
Okay, Pete says he broke a bone in his index finger. Not sure he'll miss time. Oh, yeah, tape that up, Tyler. He'll be back out there next week. Index finger. Yeah,
there you go. Mm-hmm. Just shoot that bad boy up. Or go full Ronnie Lott. Just cut it off. How much does he really need it?
You know, well, he needs it for 5 more years at least of catching touchdown passes.
I don't think he does. I think he could do it with 8 fingers. He could still be awesome. I do. That's how good Tyler is.
Might end up being an advantage.
Yeah.
Maybe that middle finger gets in the way.
Yeah.
Clinton saying Ken Walker having a day.
Ish.
12 carries, 47 yards on the day. He did have the 4 catches, 32 yards. Yeah, decent day by Walker. That's what I want him to, like, his worst day to be.
Yeah, okay. I'll go with you on that, especially coming off the injury and everything. Shout out to Graham.
Shout out to Graham. Doc Scott coming in.
Hey, what up, Doc? It's been a minute.
Yeah, says, hey, guys, I was at the game surrounded by Niner fans. I'm cold. The defense sucks. Roll on the draft. Great to see Doc checking in.
Oh, that's a tough go, man. That's a tough go having to be surrounded by Niners fans. Although, you got to give 12s a lot of credit. They were in this game all game.
Yeah, in the fourth quarter, down by 2 scores, they were it, and when the Niners were backed up into the end zone, man, that had the potential to help turn the game. If you're able to get a play after pinning them down inside the 1-yard line and yeah, get a safety there, or maybe, yeah, just cause some sort of tough play, but ultimately the defense not able to make it happen there. But yeah, the crowd being in it helped in that moment for sure.
Oh, for sure. And defense couldn't quite take advantage
of it. Got to give credit to that rookie coming into a hostile environment against the Seahawks.
Oh my God. I mean, was Baker on Thursday last week? Yeah. I guess the really annoying part about this game is that we've gotten the benefit of having the look at the underdog QB conversation and all the Geno talk like all season. And then this is the first game where that all shifted to the other quarterback. And then it also had to be for the hated Niners.
Yeah, they're going to be. Well, see, as good of a story as Geno is resurrecting his career, Mr. Irrelevant coming in and leading a playoff ready team into the playoffs is just maybe a slightly better story as far as the media goes.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, it's also good for my deal. It makes me write about Purdy. So that's cool.
You just want to be right. That's all.
I don't want to be, but like it just if it's going to be that way, then sure.
The Seahawks 4 of 13 on third downs. They held the Niners 6 of 13 on third downs.
That doesn't feel correct, but it I'm sure it is correct. They gave up that 1 3rd and 15 too on a freaking dump off. Little
dump off screen. We got to do at least one.
Why is this team so bad at running screens? How are they only team in the league that can't run a screen? How?
They tried it once in this game.
Maybe three times.
But
yeah, everyone was an unmitigated disaster.
It's so bad.
I don't get it.
Yeah, one where Walker just got blown up because it was diagnosed. Another one where Geno couldn't quite. It looked like Fant was on the edge there to just chip Bosa. He doesn't really chip Bosa. And no. He gets to Geno, and Geno doesn't have time to get the pass off. It looked like it was set up to be a pass rush beating play. If your offensive line is going to be bad, you have to have some of those plays that's able to beat a dominant pass rush to try and slow them down.
Or at the very least, have a lot more help from your tight ends in the blocking game. They just didn't hardly do it all day long. And, you know, Cross started to look a little slow on the edge in comparison to Bosa and even Ekubom there. That was a little alarming. He might just be getting kind of to the end of the rope for a rookie, you know, that rookie wall thing.
We did talk about the rookie wall going into the bye week. So Alex Braden coming in with a $5 super chat. Our defensive personnel is great, but how they play lineup is concerning looking into the future.
I would kindly disagree with Alex that our defensive personnel is great.
There's a couple bright dudes.
Spots. There's bright spots, but Diggs is clearly not the player that he used to be. We've been saying that for a few weeks now. Jamal Adams obviously isn't playing. We have a linebacker that could play, maybe two. Tanner Muse actually looked kind of good. I enjoyed that a little bit for a minute. And really, that whole defensive line. They are the defensive equivalent of 7 Austin Blights. Just league average dudes. Except for Nwosu.
Nwosu has been, I'd want to keep him. But there's Puna right now, I think, is the highest paid player on the defensive line. And they could stand to lose him, which would make Nwosu the highest paid player on the defensive line next year, I'm sure. His pay might go up going into next year too, if I looked at the different contracts. But yeah, there's nobody on that defensive interior that I feel like has to be kept.
And I mean, Mike Jackson's fine at corner, and then Kobe, you know, he's still okay. Yeah, I don't think the personnel is great on the defensive side of the ball. This is the last year for Puna?
It may be. If not, I think his contract is fully. Yeah, he was. I think this. He was just on a short term deal.
Okay.
If not, it wouldn't hurt him to cut his salary at this point.
Yeah, you could do that. I mean, I think he's fine as a rotational player.
Oh yeah, yeah. Just maybe not. If you're going to use free agent money to spend on the defensive line, you might be able to spend that money more wisely.
You would think.
Unlike the next Al Woods, because Al's kind of getting up there too.
Yeah. I mean, he's the one guy with the kind of beef that makes the difference up front.
Penalties for the Seahawks on the day, 8 of 79. What did you guys think of that Daryl Taylor offsides, then the Whiners punting after that? I don't know if Taylor was looking at the clock or if he was trying to get a jump, but he did see it was awfully close to just trying to jump it based on the clock, and maybe he moved a little bit too soon. If I want to give him credit, I'll give him credit for that.
No, that's what it looked like to me. I've always wondered why defensive players don't do that more. But they just didn't snap it. Like, if they had snapped it, it would have been brilliant. But then again, okay, we're going to get to Niner Empire here in a second on that one. But the idea that Kyle punted after that, I was like, oh my God, thank God.
Yeah, exactly. Why would you not go for it there? Another dumb Kyle decision in this game.
Yeah. So Niner Empire, that wasn't roughing the passer, by the way. Wrong. That's just factually wrong. That's
Bosa
just
even said it was roughing the passer and it was the right call after the game. Yes. They interviewed Nick Bosa after the game and asked him about it. And he's like, yeah, it was the right call.
I mean, the emphasis on landing with your body weight on the quarterback has been a thing for 3 years now. So it's not like.
And besides, Niner Empire, you got away with the tackling of Geno Smith out of bounds 5 yards earlier on in the game.
Oh my God. Yeah. And like, we're talking to Clinton, right? And he's like, oh, I think that was fine. He started the tackle out there. Okay. Once they got about 4 yards and like past all the white part of the sideline, right? The big white stripe. Then he takes him, grabs him and spins him and ragdolls him down. That's a freaking personal foul.
Steven Ackerson with the $4.99 super chat. All I want for Christmas now is a good game against the Chiefs. Go Hawks. And also catfish the Rams.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to work that weekend. But then again, my dad called me yesterday. He's a big Chiefs fan. He's like, you're not busy that day, right? And I was like, I think I am. He's like, well, you are now. We're going to fly out to KC.
Cry more. We're laughing at you, Niner Empire.
Yeah, there's no crying here. We lost. You guys beat us fair and square. I'm just saying you don't know football rules. I'm sorry. There's no crying here. Congratulations on your division title. It happened this year.
Yeah.
You did it.
You did it. Great. Congratulations. They broke the Kyle Shanahan streak, right?
Yes.
He's supposed to be terrible for many years after playing well.
Yeah. And they've broken the cycle this year. I mean, they had a good year last year and they're supposed to be terrible this year. And they've just barely managed to skip by the injury luck.
Tyler Lockett on the day, 7 catches, 68 yards, 1 broken finger from the sounds of the press conference. DK Metcalf, 7 catches, 55 yards. DK Metcalf, ever since you nominated him and announced him as one of the top receivers in the league, I feel like these last couple of weeks haven't gone well for him.
He was the best player on offense this week. What are you talking about?
He still was.
Yeah. So I
want to see more of him. I want to see more DK Metcalf. I know he has 9 targets. I want to see 15.
Okay, that's great. And I'm all for it. You just have to block dudes first before you can start doing that.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Shane Turner coming in via Patreon saying, at Niner Empire, great to see the faithful back supporting again.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Welcome back, guys. Yeah. Here today, gone tomorrow.
Shane Turner also saying they weren't blown out. That's a good thing. The Niners are the top NFC contender going forward. They being the Seahawks, had a chance to win.
Eagles are.
They do feel like the top NFC contender, yeah.
Look, man, as much as I've killed Jalen Hurts for 2-3 seasons now, whatever it's been, this year his throwing has taken a step up. Yeah. It's really better. He's almost a quarterback now.
He'll get there. Gordon Steph. I liked Miles in there. We saw a lot of Miles Adams play in this game, especially after the injury early on to not Al Woods, because he wasn't already out there. Who got hurt?
No. Oh, gosh. Who did get hurt? It wasn't Shelby. It was...
Monet. Brian Monet.
There it is. Okay. Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Also saw a little Collier out there.
Saw not a little Collier bit of Collier appearance. Moving around. They need the rotation on the defensive line, so...
And for being a bigger dude, he's just never played bigger. And he had the one tackle with no arms. And then the next play, they ran a sweep to the right side of the Niners line. And he just got bullied down the field. It was pathetic.
Yeah. So on the day, not great for the Seahawks. Thought they still had a chance, though. I was still hanging in there till the end, even though right around halftime, I know a lot of us didn't see a whole lot of hope going into the second half, but they came back and they get the 21-13 loss. And yeah, just one more possession and maybe you can drive down the field, score a touchdown, make it interesting with a potential 2-point conversion. We didn't get that. It closed it out on us.
I mean, if I'm a Niners fan today, I'd be a little worried. Like you eked it out and you're supposed to be a juggernaut.
At halftime, I think that as a Niner fan, I would have been expecting, I don't know, a 4-score victory.
Should have been up at least that much. Just run the ball.
They couldn't do that. So strategically going into the playoffs, Kyle Shanahan.
They wouldn't do it. They could have.
They just chose not to. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks to everybody tuning in, joining us after this loss by the Seahawks. We're going to be back later this week. We're going to have to figure out some content throughout the week now that we have this this somewhat mini bye week here going into our next game coming up. Well, that's going to be, let's see, is that the Chiefs game coming up? Or what's next?
Yeah, it's Chiefs.
Chiefs and then Jets.
Yeah. All so, right. Hey, maybe part of that content is I have to go down to California this next week, and maybe I pull aside some random 49ers fans and make fun of them to their face.
Well, we can send Diggs some Velcro for Christmas, put that under the tree at the VMAC, and he'll get the joke.
I'm not testing Diggs on that one.
Jacob Wilson, Catfish of the Lambs, Catfish the Whiners, and who's that other bird team? I forget. Go Hawks. And also chiming in saying draft show, please. Yes, Jacob, you're going to get your Christmas wish. EJ Snyder, I've talked to him. We're planning on doing a draft show coming up this week, so you can look forward to that.
I think
we're going to do it this week. Why not get an early start? It's, yeah, you know.
Well, thank God for EJ.
Yes, Seahawks 17, so I can much. Call Rob Staten too. It's an extended week. Maybe we do two draft shows ahead of Christmas. Let's get crazy.
You can do those. Yeah.
Oh, while we're calling out things that looked okay, Phil Haynes looked all right. I didn't notice him doing terrible things, so I'm going to agree with you with that.
No. Yeah, he got beat a little less than Lewis Jackson.
A little bit less than the rest of them.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Anything else before we get on out of here?
No, I'm not excited about the draft day. You all simmer down.
People are clamoring. Listen to the clamoring in the chat. Draft show. Draft show.
Right. Got to know your people. Got to know your audience, man. If all y'all is that what you want, you got to give people what they want.
And I think with that,
there's only one thing left to say.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. And catfish. You Niners.
The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen eds provided by Strayer University affiliate Sophia Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.